In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the festival of St. Simon and St. Jude. Now, just what do we know about these two men? The answer is very little indeed. Jude was one of the 12 apostles, listed in Luke 6:16 as Judas Jacobu, and in John 14:22 he is mentioned as Judas, not Iscariot. It is generally assumed that he was Thaddeus or Lebbeus in Matthew and Mark's listing. And the description Jacobu of Jacob or James is most naturally taken to mean son of Jacob or James, but the Western Church Fathers identified him with Jude, the brother of James, author of the epistle which bears his name. Even less is known about Simon. He was one of the 12 apostles, called the Cananean by Matthew and Mark, and Zelotes, or the Zealot, by Luke, but that is all we can say. Both Simon and Jude did, according to the apocryphal book, The Passion of Simon and Jude, preach in Persia and finally attain to martyrdom, but we cannot be sure of this. Again, so very little is known. But is this lack of knowledge surprising? Really, it should not be. For Simon and Jude were, as I have said, apostles. They walked in the footsteps of and stood in the stead of their Lord. They were his plenipotentiary ambassadors, men invested with full power and authority. And that means that to see them was to see the Christ. Were they such representatives? Did they accurately portray our Lord? I think they did. They were obscure men, hidden from the gaze of this world. And just so, Jesus, their Lord, also was obscure. He was little known outside of Palestine. He came from an obscure country. He was raised in an obscure village. And he lived most of his life as an obscure rabbi. By worldly standards, he was virtually unknown. But this was not accidental. It was not by chance. For in this way, by his very person, by his very acts and life, our Lord proclaimed indeed what he said in the gospel message in words. In effect, the kingdom of God, God's active reign and rule, has come in me in power to throw down the forces of evil and to give the world new and eternal life. But with the coming of this reign and rule, the old age has not disappeared. In fact, often the forces of evil are so strong that the kingdom of God may be unimpressive and obscure, so do not be surprised. Yes, demons were exorcised in Jesus' ministry, and several people were raised from the dead. But the exorcisms were not countless, and all those who were raised did die again. So that, in Jesus' own words, he who lives and believes in me shall never die, yes, that is true. But in this life, from our point of view, he who believes in him will live, even though he will most certainly die. The gifts of the age to come, indeed that very age itself, are often hidden in this age. And this obscurity, this hiddenness, is mirrored not only in our Lord's own life, but also and perhaps especially in the lives of St. Simon and St. Jude. Now, what does all of this mean for you and for me today? Well, just as it was for our Lord and for St. Simon and St. Jude, just so it is for us in our very own lives. Are we ever living saints? Are we new creations of our God? Are we victorious over the forces of evil, over Satan, over corruption, over death? Of course we are. But our sinlessness, our new and eternal life, and our triumph is often hidden. Hidden and obscure, under the guise of our sinful mortal bodies, in the face of the forces of evil which are still so active and strong. What we are is never fully visible in this earthly life. Oh, it is not obliterated. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine among men," so we know that the light is there. But it is often a weak light. It can never shine as it really should shine. Not as long as our old Adam, our sinful flesh, and Satan, the old evil foe, are both with and against us. We need always to pray, "Have mercy, Lord, for we have not done what we ought. In your mercy, deliver us from evil." But it will not always be so. Our text for today tells us that the future holds something quite different for us in its store. In the words of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has begotten us again by his great mercy unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance imperishable, spotless, and unfading, kept in heaven for us, who are being preserved by the power of God through faith for a salvation prepared to be revealed in the last time." At that last time, all will not be hidden. On that last day, faith will turn to sight. On that great day, your perfection will be seen. Your new life will shine forth unbridled, and your victory will be final, total, and complete. Then every tear will be wiped away, and rejoicing will have no end. And how can you be sure that this is your destiny, what the future holds in store for you? You may see evidence of your victory in the fruits of the Spirit in your life, but more and more properly, you may simply ask yourself, "Am I baptized? Am I washed and cleansed in the blood of the Lamb? For then you are perfect, already clothed with Christ's own sinless robe of righteousness." Or again, are you one with Christ? Are you part of him as you eat of his body and drink of his blood? Then you already live in him and possess new and eternal life and reign with him even now in heaven. As St. Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, your life is hid with Christ in God. Yes, in Christ you have victory, righteousness, and new life right now, and therefore a promise of an inheritance which is to come. Which means that today, as St. Peter says, we can rejoice. You can rejoice in what you now possess, and you can rejoice in what is yet to come. When on that last great and glorious day, by him and through him and in him, your righteousness and your new life will be fully seen, and your victory will be total and complete. With St. Simon and St. Jude, we await that glorious day, today and every day, as we keep our eyes focused on him and on him alone. For in him are all good things, and his promises to us can never fail. Praise be to his glorious name. Amen.